Welcome back to the Broncast, the podcast all about the Ford Bronco. I'm your host, John Melton.
And I'm Donnie Whiteman.
We are two Bronco enthusiasts who own Broncos, work on Broncos, and love talking about Broncos from Generation 1 all the way through Generation 6. Our sponsor for this episode is Tom's Off-Road. Tom's Off-Road has every part that you need to fully restore a Ford Bronco.
In this episode, we're going to be talking about news for the Gen 6 Bronco. It's quite a bit out there. And then John and I are going to see who can remove their Bronco doors the fastest. So it'll be Gen 1 versus Gen 6. We're also going to do a video on how long it takes to remove the hardtop of a Gen 6 four-door.
But wait, first, we're getting so close to Super Celebration.
I know, I'm so pumped. This is going to be a huge year because it went from 800 to 1,200 Broncos last year.
Yeah.
So there's no telling how many Broncos are going to be there.
If you're not familiar, we're in Tennessee and there's an event in Townsend, Tennessee, which is 4 hours from us outside Gatlinburg. It's, the biggest Bronco event of the year. You have early Broncos, you have new Broncos, you have full-size Broncos and everything in between. Some Bronco 2s show up. It's a really fun event. And this year, yeah, Donnie and I will be there and do the podcast and all that good stuff.
And do interviews again with people's interviews. Broncos.
Yeah, we actually want to, we want to drive your Bronco. If you trust us enough to drive your Bronco and you think that you have something that's interesting, we got to find some interesting Broncos to drive. And we'll do driving review videos.
And so, we also did at the show last year, we have people pull in their trucks either in front or behind us and yeah. We would interview them. And what was the guy with the half cab?
Art.
Art. Yeah, he was amazing.
Yes.
Bought it new in like 67.
Yes.
And still has it today and drives it to Supercell.
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty amazing. Yeah,
he was.
He really was. Another big thing is Tom's Off-Road has free freight to Super Celebration. So if you're going to Super Celebration, you can actually pick up your parts while you're at Super Celebration. So in the month of March, you have to order your part. I think that's super cool that they do that. And then they'll truck it all down to Oregon and you get free pickup,
Yeah, it's awesome. So I saw people last year ordering thousands of dollars of parts. They were getting they sold every seat kit that they brought.
Yeah.
But people ordered their seat kits and their cages, and I didn't see any axles, but I saw a ton of heavy stuff showing up. Their light bar kits, and they would just pick them up at the show, free freight. They brought like a tractor trailer load last year.
Yeah. I mean, it's a great idea. Like instead of paying for freight, it's like, hey, I can go to the show and I can pick up my super heavy, ridiculously big parts.
That cost $400 or $500 yes. to ship.
Yeah, I mean,
you pay no shipping.
Like, especially out here in Tennessee, like sometimes the shipping can be as much as the part. And so to be able to have a almost local, you're already going to be at the event. So why not?
And they do it like, I think it's Wednesday through Saturday. They're just unloading this truck and yep. They have all your parts labeled. You just pick them up.
If you haven't heard of Super Celebration, go to broncodriver.com. And if you're looking at the events and you're confused because you might see two events on there, don't be confused. There's still the main event, which is what we will be at.
And
then,
that's right.
And then there's another event that is for those who complained about having six gens at your event. So,
oh, you're saying there's two events
at Supercell
at the same
yeah.
time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
One's the weekend before and one's the weekend.
Originals.
Yeah. The originals.
We call them the originals.
We call them the complainers. Anyways. All right. Bronco news. We did this a little bit, like we hit this a couple weeks ago, just like real quick, what some of the changes were for the 2024 Bronco. But there's some stuff coming up, primarily the new Bronco.
Well, what's funny is we're mostly going to talk about 2024.
Yeah.
Because Ford is so tight-lipped about what's rolling out for 2025. I'm really excited about it, but they can't talk about it. Even the dealers haven't been told yet. What do you got on your list first?
So the first thing that I thought was super cool was Ford has put in the 2024 Bronco Badlands and Sasquatch package, the Haas 3.0 beefy steering system as standard equipment. So this is the steering that is in the Raptor. now finally it's a standard package in Badlands and Sasquatch. And it's been interesting. I know there's a lot of people that have ripped on Ford for having IFS and all that. The cool thing about this is I feel like Ford is trying to improve and not just like, you know, we put this crappy steering system in these Broncos and they keep on failing. Stop taking them off road. They're like, okay, let's make it beefy. Let's make it able to handle some more load, handle the trail turn assist and stuff like that. And so, yeah, I think it's pretty sweet.
I feel like they're really owning up to it and they're trying to make a better product. And, you know, it's a Dana 44 in the front. It's IFS or what they call UDF, Ultimate Dana Front. I'm pretty stoked about this. I'm going to stick one of those under an early Bronco chassis because I just love the way mine rides. But, you know, another thing that they made standard for 2024 is the 12-inch screen. I have the 8-inch screen. It's just like, seriously?
So disappointing.
Like, the big screen is so nice. And so I don't have a problem looking at the small screen because 8-inch was bigger than no screen.
Right.
So, and you can still only get, like, really cool things like the 360 off-road cam.
With the higher
package? With the Lux package.
The Lux package.
Which you get. You get a heated steering wheel and several other upgrades, which are kind of neat. But whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Maybe in the next one.
Other news that I found... The Bronco EV, electric Bronco, is pushed back to 2030. 2030. And I know all of our fans are like, oh, darn.
Bummer.
Yeah, so disappointed. And I'm sorry for all of you who are disappointed that Bronco EV won't come out until 2030, but that's what Ford says.
Well, that's funny because they have the Mustang, the E-Stang. The Mustangy. What's it called?
The E-Stang.
It's the Mustangy.
Mustangy.
You know, it goes 250 miles like any other EV. And, but, you know, if you drive 30 miles each way, you charge it every 2 or 3 days or something like that. There is somebody here that owns one. And have you seen it in the lot?
Yep.
And I was talking to him today about it. I can't get excited about an electric Bronco.
We were talking about ordering.
Oh, yeah.
So ordering a Bronco used to be, you had these super long waits year and beyond. I know a lot of people who ordered a 2021 Bronco and got it in 23.
Yeah,
You know, Ford's catching up. Like
They are, but you still have... I just called Ryan Thompson at Kendall Bronco Club in Eugene, Oregon, and he was the first Ford Bronco-only dealership, which is kind of like a wing off their Ford dealer. And they own two Bronco Club dealerships now. And I don't know if there's six or eight of them in the U.S., but I just figured I'd call him and ask him about ordering because Kim saw a Heritage. She goes, what's that? That's really cool. You can have one of those. Of course, I have to sell my Sasquatch two-door. So I just for fun went online to see what it would take to order it. And I thought, there's no real answers online. But you can spec your Bronco out online and figure out what it costs and do everything. But then it just gives you like dealer cost.
Yeah.
So I called Ryan and I said, well, what is the process? Like, how long does this take? I go, what if I ordered, you know, I was just throwing everything out. What if I want a pizza with it? What if, you know? And I said, what if I ordered a base model? He goes, you know, about 3 months. I go, what if I order a Raptor, a Bronco Raptor? And he goes, probably on the 5-month window.
Whoa.
I said, well, yeah, I know, right? Because they were unavailable.
Yeah.
But here's the catch. I go, well, then can I order like three Raptors right now? He goes, no, there's this thing called allocations. And I was a DM at one time, a district manager for Fisher Price, you know, with the cozy coop. Yeah. But so the allocations work like you have to purchase so much of all the other cars that maybe you don't want to sell at a dealership. Oh. So I found out, he told me you have to sell so many EV cars in order to get even allocated a Bronco Raptor.
Really?
Yeah. But that is how the world works. Those are called allocations within the dealers. So he said, we sold a lot of EVs.
I bet.
So I had a friend that called me and said, can you get me a Bronco Raptor? It's just like, look, I don't really know anybody at Ford.
Right. Yeah.
I'm not a big deal.
Yeah.
I'll ask John though.
Yeah. I don't know anyone.
And I called Ryan because I had met Ryan out at the West Coast show we went to. And
Tom's Off-Road
show. He got the guy hooked up. And got him a Bronco, and it shipped to Denver, which is kind of cool. So I think the Bronco-only dealerships probably do get a good allocation.
Yeah, I mean, I was just thinking about, man, it's been a while since people have complained about how long it takes to order a Bronco and get one. Do you know, like, are there a lot just sitting on the lot nowadays?
No. Well, there are four doors on the lots.
Mm.
So I said, well, what about two doors? And he says, no, there's not. They're not making a lot. So 18% of the Bronco production are two doors.
Whoa.
So it's like one out of six.
Whoa.
Of the Broncos made will be a two-door. And he goes, there, you know, again, it's allocation. There's more of those than, of course, the Raptors, because even at, let's just say, one out of six, it's maybe 5,000 or 6,000 two-doors will be made. But what's really cool is I asked him about the Heritage.
Yeah.
I said, well, how many Heritages did they make, Heritage models? He goes, well, there's the Heritage Base, and then there's the Heritage Limited. And he goes, so, well, of course, they're limited. And he says they made 1,966 of them over the first 2 years to commemorate the first year of the Bronco. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. That's really cool. What other features were hard to get?
There weren't like features. They don't really have a chip shortage anymore. So that's why you can get a Bronco in 3 to 5 months if you order it. But there's this new gray. I'll have to look and see what the name of the color is. It's like a charcoal, but then it's got this, does this crazy cool paint thing like the eruption green. And he says, you can't even like, you can order it, but you're going to be waiting for that color.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's like you have to wait for different options and wait for different packages.
Paint
and that
probably wouldn't slow it up. But if you, the more you load the truck up, probably, you know, you go to the 5 month end of the window instead of 3 months.
But honestly, I mean, 5 months compared to where we were at the beginning, where it was a year plus, just like insane, the ridiculous wait times.
Well, the color is called carbonized gray.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, which is cool. Another cool name, but he says it's number one. So he goes, if you see it, you'll understand it. And because some of the new colors are just fantastic.
Yeah.
He did say, so I was asking him, well, what's the ratio of, you know, two doors to four doors? And it's like one to six. And I said, what about Bronco Sports? Like, how many Bronco Sports do you have to sell to get a Raptor? You know, and he goes, a lot. But he did say that, you know, they had plenty of them to sell on the lots, but that truck is targeted after the Subaru Forester and the Subaru, what's the other one?
Impreza.
No, the wagon.
Oh, the Subaru
wagon.
I mean, it's the Subaru. Yeah. Like,
and he says 100%, it's all-wheel drive. It's designed to compete with it on every level, off-roading and sand, whatever. And he said that they had those available and, you know, they were always available. And then they came out with this 1.9% financing. And he goes, we sold out.
Yeah. Really?
So you couldn't get 1.9 on a new Bronco.
Wow.
But if you came in, you could walk out with a Sport.
Oh my gosh.
But he says when they run programs like that, they just sell out.
Wait, so you're telling me that the Bronco Sport is sold out?
When they run that special, they literally, he said they sold everything on the lot. Right now, he told me in Eugene, they've got three trucks coming in, two four doors and a two door. And he says they're like, won't really sell them until they're on the lot.
Wow.
And that they, you know, like four or five people will come in, they put them in different rooms.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, you were here first. So. and they work with them that way to try and be fair. But yeah, he says you can still get four doors. They can transfer them from other dealers, but they're still, you know, they're still probably getting most of the retail price on those.
That's crazy.
What was it? Remember Art said he drove all the way to Florida to buy a 67?
Yeah.
And he goes, I paid $300 over dealer costs. It's like, yeah, those days are over.
Yeah. I think that's what it was. I think it was $300 over dealer cost. And he even got a deal. You know, it was like the guy wanted to charge him more. And he was like, no, I'm not paying. It was awesome.
That was it. Was that last year's Supercell? One of the interviews we did? Yeah. Probably my favorite one.
Yeah, for sure. That one. And then comparing that one to Carson.
Yeah,
like the young kid versus the old original guy. That's really cool. I'm shocked about the Bronco Sport. Somewhere out there, there's going to be a very full parking lot full of Bronco Sports at the next Lilith Fair.
That's right. Or in Denver.
Yeah.
It seems like 4 out of 5 cars in Denver is a Subaru.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, something else he told me was about ordering. I said, so what is the process? So he goes, you go online, you spec your Bronco out, and then you call me
oh, yeah.
at my dealership, and I'll sell it to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, inventory's, it's available now. Like if you want something crazy, you got to order it. Like you're not going to walk into a dealership and find a carbonized gray Sasquatch.
Right.
Or anything like that.
Yeah. That's the catch, is you're allowed to order online, but that doesn't mean that you're done. Like you still have to talk to someone at a dealership. Yeah. You still have to go through that process of, you know, filling out the paperwork and doing all that.
So here's the process. Cause I asked him, I go, specifically, okay. So I spec'd it out and I called my dealer or you.
Yeah.
And, I said, then what happens? He goes, well, then we enter it. And within about 7 days now, he goes, sometimes it's a couple days longer. You're given a confirmation from Ford.
Oh, wow.
And I go, wow. I said, so you don't get a VIN with that. And he goes, no, that comes about a week later. I go, are you kidding? In like 2 weeks, I could have my VIN and know my production date. He goes, yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
I'm like, wow, that's cool.
That is cool. We should have looked at what the production numbers were for the Bronco, like for 2023.
I think the only place I've ever seen published production numbers for the automotive industry is this magazine and publication called Automotive News.
Okay.
And you have to subscribe to it. It's like to the trade only. But Ford has been really tight-lipped about how many Broncos they made.
Yeah.
So I was trying to get that information out of Ryan. I said, well, how many did you sell? How many dealerships are there? Yeah. And he goes, yeah, it doesn't work that way. I go, okay, I'm just going to say 200,000. He goes, I don't think they made that many.
Yeah. I feel like 2022 was like 160,000.
Yeah, that's probably got to be close.
Yeah. And then, but it was like 250,000 Bronco Sports.
Yeah.
Like it was ridiculous, the jump. Like, you know.
Well, it might have been higher if it was 1-3.
Yeah.
So it might have been 385,000 or some crazy number. Yeah. But
interesting. Other news about the Bronco, China has the Bronco. So Ford started selling the Bronco in China, and just too many regulations and I think hoops to jump through. So now the company that's making the Bronco in China is JMC, the Jiangling Motors Corporation.
So did they license? Do they say Ford they on say, them?
Yes. It still says, and on the grill, it actually says Ford Bronco. There's some changes, definitely. It's a different Bronco. It's wider.
Really?
The wheel arches are actually more squared. I mean, they're still round, but it's more almost like the Heritage. Early Bronco. Yeah.
Oh.
Or maybe like the Heritage. Yeah. And I'm looking on Bronco Nation had an article about it. But yeah, I mean, like most of the specs are pretty similar, but it's like just a different engine. It's still there's a 2.3 liter EcoBoost instead of the 2.7. So there's just some differences, but it's still very similar. When you see it driving down the road, you'll look like, oh yeah, that's a Ford Bronco. But then you look at the little, like, you know, the little Ford letters above Bronco on the grill and just different stuff like that.
It probably cost too much to export and import. Yeah. And none of that's really doing well right now. So it does make sense to license it.
Yeah.
I did ask Ryan about that and he goes, it's different. It's a little weird. It's not the same thing we have here. And then I said, did you see the Bronco Ranger pickup, Raptor pickup? And you're like, yeah, that doesn't exist. And I'm like, no, I swear I saw it. It was like 3 a.m. and I was like on, you know, Instagram or someplace like
that. What we do at 3 a.m.
And and then I found it and I sent it to you.
Yeah.
And I said, look, and it turns out it's a kit made in Thailand.
Well, and it's on the Ranger. It's the Ranger Raptor. Yeah. And then what'd they do?
But it has the front of the truck is a Bronco.
Yeah.
In a full-size Bronco kit. And it actually looks pretty cool.
Yeah, it did look cool.
But it's just a kit.
Yeah. The Ranger Raptor, I think, looks cool. I mean, I think one of the things that Ford has nailed is the whole Raptor thing. You know, like, I think they're great. Now, when we drove the Bronco versus the Raptor, I was like, but can I just make this? You know, like, I think the Raptor is pretty cool. Well, those are all the news I have. Did you have anything else?
No, that was pretty much it. I got pretty pumped about it. I was going to get you all kinds of news on 2025, but nobody will talk.
No one will talk. Well, here's what we're going to do today then. We're going to head outside and have a little competition, a friendly competition between two Bronco owners to see who can remove their doors the fastest.
It's a throwdown. I'm not going to throw my door down, though.
It's a beautiful day today, so why not emulate some summer vibes, get some summer vibes in on us, and let's take our doors off. But here's the thing that we're going to do. Donnie's going to go first, and we're going to see how long it actually takes him to take his doors off on his two-door, sixth-gen Bronco compared to my two-door, first-generation Ford Bronco. How long do you think it's going to take you?
One door?
Yeah.
3.5 minutes.
One door, 3.5 minutes?
I think I should do it faster than that.
Yeah, I think you should.
I'm going to be real careful.
First generation Bronco versus sixth generation Bronco with a wood chipper going on in the background. Are you ready?
Yes.
Set?
But I think it took me 5 minutes to take both doors off, so I'm going to go with 2.5.
Should we do both doors?
No. Give me 2.5 minutes.
All right, here we go. Starting the stopwatch now. Let's go, Donnie. Come on, buddy. You can do it.
Gotta do the bottom bolt first.
He already rolled down his window, which is what you have to do first.
It's how you don't break your glass. Keep it in the door where it's safe.
Take your time there, buddy.
Okay, top bolt.
30 seconds.
Oh, I'm crushing it.
You are crushing it.
Gotta unclip my door.
Let's go, buddy. Come on. Time's ticking.
That's unclipped. Not gonna get sprayed in the face. There's a handle right here.
You got this. Lift with your legs. 1 minute. Are we going to set down?
Yes.
All right. 108. Boom. Well done.
Oh, wow. I just beat my last record.
That was pretty good. All right. Gen 6 versus Gen 1. Are we ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
And go.
What?
Let's go. We open the door. We take off the strap. And we lift off the door. Oh, his door is in the way, not fair. Twenty-six seconds.
That's not fair.
It really is cheating. Like, I mean, removable hinges that it's super. Now, if this was a stock Bronco, it would be.
You'd have had 6 bolts on
impossible.
Per side.
Yeah.
I might have beat you.
And I would have dropped that little backing plate down into the thing. So there you go. Just a little fun seeing, how long it takes. But we have one more, not a competition, but just one more challenge.
But can I point something out?
Yeah.
I have a mirror. Where's yours?
That's true. Mine's still on the door. And so I don't have a mirror. Task number 2 for today. We're standing here in front of a beautiful green 4-door black diamond 6th-gen Bronco.
With a hard top.
With a hard top. And so we're just going to do a little, how long does it take two strapping young men to take the hard top off of a Ford Bronco? And, you know, this isn't a comparison because obviously the early Bronco is so dominant that it would just destroy and take the hard top off. Actually, I think.
And the roof is super light.
I think it would actually take us longer to take it off my Bronco. But so we're just going to do, how long does it take to take the roof off of a four-door Bronco.
With the only tool that you need.
The only tool that you need, right here.
The Ford ratchet.
Supplies us. Yeah, so I've done this one time. Let's see, it was probably 2-3 years ago during COVID, 4 years ago. And a Ford technician was actually telling me what to do because I was making a video for Bronco Nation. How many times have you done yours?
I've done mine twice. I take the roof off, throw everything in the front yard, take the doors off, and just leave it all in the front yard.
He's a pro. We're gonna carefully place it behind the Bronco. But let's see how long it takes to remove the hard top on a Ford Bronco. You ready?
Shiny Bronco, yeah.
Shiny.
Let's do it.
Go.
Okay, so first we undo these.
All right, check. Then what?
Twist this bad boy.
Okay.
And this has got to look like a little hook right here, so you just pull it straight down.
Oh.
That's it. And then you do this.
Twist the back.
And then we each have one of these, and we each, mine comes out first.
Nice. Oh, look, mine comes out. Oh no, it's not supposed to.
Mine comes out first.
There we go. Okay, so okay.
Then you set that down. And
these panels are very light and not like an early Bronco. So it's like not even a fifth of the weight. All right, now we got the same thing in here. We got some twisties, some latches, all of them. And we move this together.
This is a target top, right? One piece, so you can flip this back once you get it up.
Okay.
Off, you can close it back. All right. You want to set that there and I'll step out?
Yeah. You got it?
Yes.
Don't drop it.
Oh!
All right, now we've got 6 bolts back here. Come on.
Got our fancy, come join you?
Come join.
It's a tailgate party.
See who's faster at removing the 6. Probably Donnie, he actually works on cars. Me, I work on videos.
You're beating me big time.
Do you have to remove all 8 or all 4 of these?
Yeah.
Seems like a lot of bolts to hold in the hard top here. You got a little, on Donnie's side, you have a bottle opener for those times where you just want a nice bottle.
Cold beverage.
Cold beverage. You got a, it's not a twist top, like your White Claws. I don't know if White Claws. White Claws twist top?
I think they were cans.
Oh, I'm sweating. Ah, so much work. I don't know if I can do it anymore. All right, I'm done.
Ah, you won. All right. So hard.
Come on. Work those forearms. We're at 3 minutes and 15 seconds. This is incredibly fast, actually. I didn't think it would go this fast.
All right, close the hatch.
Button down the hatches.
You don't really want to lift by this, because it could flip open, but you do want to get your hand under it. So.
Okay. I don't think we have all the bolts, do we?
Oh, is there one?
One more?
Oh, is that another latch right there? One more latch?
Oh, yeah. You can do these bolts. There's a brace.
I don't have that on mine. I probably do. I just don't remember.
Ford added this brace after I made a video.
Oh, how cool is that? It says Bronco right there.
Where? Oh, that's cool.
I'm gonna put this bolt right here with my tool because it's the first one that will go on.
Okay, yep. Now.
Now maybe it'll come off.
Yep.
Get your hand under there and your hand under the back.
Okay.
And the back is gonna be way heavier than the front. Hold on, hold on. Oh, I got wires.
Oh yeah, wires.
We didn't disconnect the wire.
Disconnect the wiring harness first. Precious time.
That was water. That's a windshield washer hood. All right, let's close this again.
Okay.
Get your hand under the back and in there. 1, 2, 3.
And time. 5:29. 5 minutes and 29 seconds. Very nice. I actually don't think we could do my Bronco that fast.
Yeah, we'd have to take your wheel off and your roof rack.
That'd be a lot actually to do.
Yeah, man. This looks great. Check it out. Put these wires over here.
So one of the little Easter eggs is right here, a little bottle opener there. Crack open a cold one. And I always tell people if they're getting a Bronco, and they aren't sure if they want the hard top or the soft top, to get the hard top, because then it comes wired with your, you know, all the wiring for your rear defrost and your washer and all that. And then you can choose to get a soft top later. So there you go. There's the wiring, but that was it. Pretty easy. Really cool little, you know, just see how it goes, taking the hard top off of Bronco. That's all she wrote. Now we have to put it back on.
Yeah, it looks cool with it off though, because it's got this hatchback look or slant back. What do they call that with the roofs?
Fastback.
Fastback.
Right? Fastback, yeah.